Well, good evening again, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wednesday the 1st of March. Delayed broadcast going out in Wellington on Saturday night, the 4th of March, and in Christchurch as well, and Cafferty Coast. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope that wherever you're listening tonight, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the latest news from Ireland and a good dollop of Irish music, and of course details on Daniel O'Donnell's tour of New Zealand, which kicks off tomorrow night, Thursday, down in the deep south in Invercargill. Caught up with Daniel during the week. He called round for a cup of tea along with John and Anne Green, so it was nice to see him, and he's looking forward to the tour of, and still plenty of tickets left for his show in Auckland. I thought we'd start off the show tonight with a Daniel O'Donnell song. This is a special song for a special person. I'm sure many of you have been following the news over the last few days. And we in the North Shore here have lost a wonderful woman, and Tanya Dalton, whose children and our children went to school. But Tanya came from a very good family in the North Shore, very integral part of the St. Joseph's Parish, St. Luke's Parish, down through the years, and a former Silver Fern. And she was struck down with an aneurysm last Thursday and died early this morning. So one of her favourite songs was Daniel O'Donnell, or well, her favourite songs was Sweet Caroline, and here's Daniel O'Donnell singing that. I will dedicate this to Tanya's husband Dwayne, and the three beautiful children, Taylor, Charlie and Matthew, as well as her dad and Jim, and all their family and friends listening, you know, on the shore, who are going through some terrible times at the moment, until Tanya is laid to rest on Monday.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, the times never seem so good. Now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, the time so good. I've been in time to believe they never would. Oh, no, no.
Yes, Daniel there, and singing his version of Sweet Caroline. And of course, Daniel kicks off his tour to New Zealand, playing down in Invercargill tomorrow night. So if you're listening on a Wednesday night on planetaudio.org.nz down the South Island, and you're near Invercargill or Dunedin, you can see Daniel on Thursday night, the 2nd of March, in Invercargill. Then he moves to Dunedin on Friday night at the Regent Theatre on the 3rd of March, and then moves up to Christchurch on Sunday, the 5th of March, at the Horncastle Arena. And you can book your tickets down there on Ticketek. Still plenty of tickets left for that show. Then he comes to Takapuna in Auckland, to the Bruce Mason Centre, on Tuesday, the 7th of March. Tickets for that show are still available at Ticketmaster, 0800 111 999. And then he finishes his tour of New Zealand at the Regent on Broadway on Wednesday, the 8th of March. So we'll have a few more songs from Daniel on the programme tonight. And as I said, caught up with him during the week, and he's looking forward to touring New Zealand and meeting the many fans that like his music down here. And as I said at the start of the programme, that song, Sweet Caroline, was dedicated to the late Tanya Dalton, who tragically passed away earlier today. And Tanya's funeral takes place on Monday. Special celebration of her life will take place at North Harbour Stadium. A beautiful person, great family, and just a great supporter of everything happening on the North Shore of Auckland, and will be a huge loss, especially to her family. And indeed, after that, all the sports that she was involved with on the North Shore. Rest in peace, Tanya. Well, Enda Kenny, he came out last week and he made a statement. Everybody thought, is this going to be the last time he'll be leader of Fine Gael? But he went in with a prepared statement, and you could have heard a pin drop in the parliamentary party room last Wednesday. And he basically said he'll go, and he'll announce his plans to step down when he comes back from meeting President Trump on St. Patrick's Day. He'll be back 2 days later, but it looks like now that he'll stay there until early May, when there'll be a number of big meetings involving Brexit, and the race to succeed him. Election will probably take place after he makes his announcement on the 19th of March about his plans, but it looks like he could step down, announce to step down after he comes back from America, and will step down as leader in early May. And the two contenders to replace him are Simon Coveney from Cork. We spoke to Simon. He was here representing the government on St. Patrick's Day a number of years ago. And Leo Varadkar, the first openly gay politician in Ireland. And he has basically put his name forward. It looks like it's neck and neck at the moment. Speaking of politicians, Ireland will be sending their politicians and ministers all around New Zealand, all around the world, including New Zealand. New Zealand shares the Minister for Sport and Recreation. He's our Deputy Minister, Junior Minister, a Limerick man. And his name just skips my brain at the moment, but Patrick is his. For Patrick, it's not Coveney. I'll get his name while this piece of music is on. But he's coming here, attending a few events, and I'm sure he'll be attending the St. Pat and Hugh Green Parade, which takes place on Sunday, the 12th of March, along Ponsonby Road. Starts at 12 noon and continues till 1, and then there's a big concert followed on until late evening, from 1 o'clock till 5 there at Western Park, Ponsonby Road. A lot of Gaelic games on the Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of March. And then on Friday night, there's still tickets available for the Mercy Hospice Ball, and you can get details on that by visiting the website stpatrick.co.nz. Take a bit of music, and up next we have
watch the field behind the plough turn to straight dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Ah, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And you figure that the rain takes its own sweet time. You can watch it come from miles. But you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a game. There's victory in every quarter mile. For all cozy down the road, the heartache Hale and Hopper's got him down. He gave it up and moved to town. Demi Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. Maybe more, you'll be wetting too. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads. But another season's promise in the ground. Take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she's held on, 'cause you're so tied to the land. Well, the good times come and go, but at least there's rain. This won't be barren ground when September comes around. And watch the field behind the plow turn to stray. But another season's promise in the ground. And watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads. But another season's promise in the ground.
Yes, Francis Black there and Arcadia, and a lovely song called The Field Behind the Plough. And the Minister for Sport and Tourism, Minister for State, Patrick O'Donovan, a Limerick man. Patrick will be here representing the government and also representing the Irish government in Australia. So I know he's here attending a few events around the 10th and 11th and 12th of March, and not sure you know where else he's going in New Zealand, but I know he's attending an Irish business breakfast on the 10th of March here, and I'm pretty sure he'll be here for the Hugh Green Group parade along Ponsonby Road on the 12th of March. If you've tuned in, welcome along. Listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcast going out in Wellington and Christchurch and Capity Coast on a Saturday night. Looking at the front of the Irish Independent today, Wednesday the 1st of March, it says Covenant election gamble as Fianna Fáil issues water bill ultimatum. Housing Minister Simon Coveney is to risk a general election by facing down an ultimatum from Fianna Fáil over the scrapping of water charges. The Minister believes it would be blatantly irresponsible to introduce legislation to charges and leave Ireland open to massive fines from the European Union. So in a high-risk strategy, senior Fianna Fáil figures said they would be prepared for an early election rather than support the reintroduction of the charging regime. The beautiful picture of Maria Joseph Gonzalez Campo. She's 8 and she's from Honduras, and she's holding a Trocra lintel box, featuring a picture of her and her mum, which is fronting the Trocra lintel campaign. Trocra are working with local partners to help residents of the community in Guatemala who are losing their homes to rising sea levels. And of course every year the Irish people, no matter how good or bad things are in Ireland, reach out and help people. But speaking of rich people, the front of the Irish Times has leads with a story that there's a new 5,000 new more millionaires in Ireland. Rich get even richer as Ireland add 5,000 more millionaires. 83,100 the number of millionaires with investable assets of more than a million in Ireland. So Dublin is booming, as I said, but, you know, that small comfort of the people that are in negative equity as a result of the last boom that came crashing down for many, many people. All right, this time we've got the former County Louth footballer and an Ireland medal winner on his accordion here playing Carolyn's Concerto, Dermot O'Brien. Yes, Dermot O'Brien there, and a beautiful accordion player, and he's playing a piece of music there called Carolyn's Concerto. Of course, the Chieftains play that as well. If you've tuned in, welcome along to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday night. A bit cooler tonight than it has been in recent weeks. Well, the country's been shocked, especially the southeast, over the last few days when Paddy Lyons, a pensioner aged 90, he was found murdered in his home on Saturday morning. He lived alone, didn't have a car, trusted a lot of people. He didn't have a bank account, according to the latest stories. So people, lots of people came to his house, but a young man in his 20s was arrested in Clonmel in the early hours of Sunday morning after a police inquiry. So no charges have been laid yet, but the community, especially people in rural Ireland, are shocked that something like this could happen. But over the last few days, more stories are coming out that he was a very trusting man. He let a lot of people that he knew to come and visit his house, but he also let a lot of strangers come. And the one story is that maybe a row broke out on Friday night, and you know, because there was quite a number of people there. So very, very sad to see that a man 90 was attacked with an iron bar or a poker and left to die in the early hours of Saturday morning, which, as I said, shocked the whole community down there in the south east part of Ireland. Okay, we'll take another bit of music, then we'll come back. We'll look at some of the sports pages of the papers. Of course, Ireland got back on the winning circle again, or continued on the winning circle in rugby, having beaten France, or beaten Italy convincingly a few weeks ago. They took on France in Dublin last week and had a good win. So they're in second place in the Six Nations Championship at the moment, and play Wales a week, and then the following Saturday week, the big game when they take on England, and that is probably going to be to decide where the championship is going to rest for this particular year. All right, Phil Lynott here, and a lovely song called Sarah.
I see now and then the
trees where we sheltered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. For roads from Glenamaddy, for roads that drift apart, for roads to Glenamaddy are the four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mum and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadows, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart, four roads to Glenamaddy are the four dusty byways to my heart. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart. Dusty byways to my heart, the four country highways to my heart.
Yes, we normally have Bing Tom singing that song, The Four Roads to Glenamaddy, but that's Daniel O'Donnell and his version, quite a nice version of it. And The Four Roads to Glenamaddy, you've just missed the first half of the programme if you've tuned in a bit late. And just to remind you once again that Daniel's tour of New Zealand kicks off tomorrow night down in Invercargill, in Dunedin on Friday night, the 3rd of March, Christchurch at the Horncastle Arena on Sunday. So if you listen to this programme on Saturday night, there's still a chance to get tickets on Sunday. And then he's in Auckland at the Bruce Mason Centre in Takapuna next Tuesday, the 7th of March. And he finishes a tour of New Zealand next Wednesday, the 8th of March. And tickets available for all the shows. And he's looking forward to obviously performing again, having not been here for just over 2 years. And just to remind you once again, lots of things happening leading up to St. Patrick's Day. The Auckland Irish Fair Day is taking place this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's at the Rocky Nook Bowling Club, the club rooms there where the Irish Club is ensconced now. Then on Friday the 10th of March is the Mercy Hospice Bowl. That's at the Pullman Hotel. You can get tickets from the Irish Festival website, stpatrick.co.nz. Then on Saturday the 11th of March and Sunday the 12th of March, there's Gaelic Games taking place out at, I'm pretty sure these are at Mayola Road. I'll notify you next week if there's a change. But the games are on. It's the National Championship Games. There's teams travelling from Taranaki and Wellington and Christchurch as well. So it's the, you know, and they're on taking place. There's hurling games and there's other seven-a-side competitions and stuff like that. So look on to the Auckland GA website for more information. But certainly a feast of football and hurling and camogie there on the 11th and 12th of March. And the 12th of March, the Hugh Green Parade starts at 12 noon on Ponsonby Road, and it finishes at 1 o'clock down towards the K Road side of things, and there's a festival running there from 1 o'clock till 5. It's at the Western Park, just there beside Ponsonby Road. And then on Friday the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, the Irish Club will be open from 11 a.m. to late, and of course it starts off with Mass at 11 o'clock, and there'll be music and shared lunch, and they're asking people to bring a plate that day and make sure you bring your friends along, and there's no entry fee to be part of functions at the Irish Club on St. Patrick's Day. I see where former gangland boss, who's had a number of his houses, or all the houses he had in Ireland, confiscated, John Gilligan, he's now gone to the council in Dublin looking for a state house. He says he's homeless, he's no place to live, so I don't think he'll get much sympathy from anybody in Ireland. by claiming that he has no place to live, because he certainly caused a lot of grief to an awful lot of people. And I'd say there's I've no doubt there's a lot of people that are what do you call it, much more entitled to at home than he is. Of course, the elections are taking place in the north later this week, and it looks like that it's going to be, you know, really the same as before, with the DUP and Sinn Féin, probably the two biggest parties that they'll have to sit around and form a government. Of course, the reason the elections are taking place is because former Deputy Minister, First Minister Mark McGuinness, pulled his support to the Northern Ireland Executive as a result of Arlene Foster not stepping aside while an inquiry took place into this cash for energy scheme. And Mark McGuinness then stepped down for health reasons, and he's been replaced by Michelle O'Neill. So she's the leader of Sinn Féin, and whether or not they'll get extra seats, we'll have to wait and see. The number of seats in the Parliament has been reduced from 108 down to 90, so there's 18 seats less in the Executive. But all indications are that it'll be DUP and Sinn Féin that'll probably have the two biggest parties, and they'll have to sit down and work and form a new executive. Whether they can resolve the differences they had that caused the election, we'll just have to wait and see. All right, we'll have a song from you two here. Beautiful Day.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful
Touch me.
Yes, you too there, and a beautiful day, and no word yet whether they'll be travelling to New Zealand as part of their world tour that's kicking off in June in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's a 30-year celebration of the Joshua Tree tour. If details, I'm sure they'll probably come down this side of the world when they, what do you call it, when it gets close to the winter up there. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group and World Exchange Communications. And I just hope that you're enjoying the programme. We'll have another song from Daniel O'Donnell before the end of the programme tonight. In fact, we haven't played this song for a while. Danny Boy, we'll play that next for all the Daniel O'Donnell fans. But just having a quick look at the sports pages of the papers in Ireland. Of course, the big story at the weekend was the rugby. Ireland beating France at home, so still a chance to win the championship. But another Irish man who donned the Irish jersey was in the news as well, because new Italian coach Conor O'Shea, he obviously came up with a tactic that caused a lot of surprise to the English rugby players, and at one stage they were losing against Italy, who everybody expected them to beat by 70 or 80 points. But they played to the rules of the game, which wasn't to everybody's liking, and they nearly pulled off one of the biggest upsets in rugby. But England came through in the end, but their points plus and against isn't as big as Ireland, so it'll all come down to that last game in Dublin. If both England and Ireland win their next games, Ireland play Wales and England play Scotland, although Scotland have a lot to play for when they come down to Twickenham in 2 weeks' time. Looking at Monday's paper here, there's plenty of coverage on soccer, and as there is every week in Ireland. And of course, Ireland, their World Cup campaign, they get back in action again in about, I think in the next 2 weeks. They're certainly playing Wales in Dublin, and if they win that game, they're certainly in a great position to qualify for World Cup in 2018 in Russia. There was Allianz Football League games on last weekend, and I see Division 1 has been led now by Monaghan on 5 points, followed by Mayo, Dublin, and they're on 4 points each. Tyrone on 3 points, Donegal and 3, Kerry, Cavan are on 2 and 1 respectively, and Roscommon holding up the Division 1 table. At the top of the Division 2 table and probably looking for promotion will be Galway. They've played 2 games and they've had 2 wins and a draw, and then they're followed by Kildare, and they have Cork, Clare and Derry are all on 3 points, and then Meath, Fermanagh and Down are on 2 points. Division 3 is led by Louth, followed by Tipperary, Armagh, Sligo, Offaly, Longford, Antrim and Laois holding up the rest of the teams there. And finally, Division 4, led by Wexford on 6 points, and Wexmeath, Waterford, Carlow, Leitrim, Wicklow, London are playing Division 4 football. And I can't believe Carlow never used to win a game, or Kilkenny never used to win many games. And Kilkenny aren't actually playing in the league according to this particular table here, but Limerick are certainly at the bottom of Division 4. So some of the big results last week in Division 1, Monaghan had a draw. I know, a 1 point win over Kerry. Monaghan 2-8, Kerry 1-10. It looks like the weather was pretty good over there at the weekend, even though they had terrible storms this time last week. Storm Doris came in and caused a lot of damage, especially in the western part of the country. In Division 2, Galway had a good win, 3-12 to 1-11 over Clare. Dublin, they travelled up to Donegal, and Donegal got a point in the last minute to level the game. 2-5, Donegal, 1-8 for Dublin. And Mayo, they had a big win over Roscommon. Mayo won 19, Roscommon 14 points. But the big issue is the story about the GAA and the new rules that's going to come in, and there's in 3 years' time they're going to bring forward the All-Ireland finals, hurling and football, to August, and then give the clubs more time to play their club matches. And this kind of is going to be a premiership and a second division, but there's a lot of people very unhappy in the GAA circles about the way things are going there. And of course, a new man has been elected, or president-elect of the Gaelic Athletic Association. He's John Horne, and he'll be the first man from Dublin to take up the position of Uachtaráin Cumann Lúchlainn since Daniel McCarthy 96 years ago was elected to the office. And so he's Na Féina club man, John Horan, and he was elected on the first count. And he's obviously very, very popular. And of course, you know, he'll have a big challenge ahead of him. As I said, you've got the Gaelic Players Association, which is kind of looking after the elite players that are all playing championship football, and the GA funds them to the tune of $6.5 million a year, which upsets a lot of the purists of Gaelic football in Ireland. And then you've recently had this Club Players Association. You got GPA, Gaelic Players Association, and now you got CPA, Club Players Association. And they're certainly the poor relatives, and they've got no funding, and they don't know where they're going or what they're doing at the moment. So there's lots of unease, and it looks like the bigger clubs and the bigger counties are getting bigger and better, and the smaller counties are just going backwards. Anyway, here we are, Daniel O'Donnell and singing Danny Boy. Take it away, Daniel.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone.
Danny Boy, and I'm sure he'll sing that song over the next week as he tours New Zealand, Daniel O'Donnell there. And as I said, starting his tour in Invercargill tomorrow night. You're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about 13 minutes to go. Just reading here about Enda Kenny's final farewell. He's getting an 8th trip around the United States. He heads off on March the 11th. He goes to Philadelphia, and he'll spend Sunday there before that flying to Massachusetts. And he will attend St. Patrick's breakfast in Boston on the Monday, and then travel to Rhode Island, then on to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, March the 15th. There he'll address hundreds of the city's most important Irish Americans at the Ireland Fund Black Tie Dinner. Then the following day, on St. Patrick's Day, he will have breakfast with the Vice President, Mike Pence, and before talks with President Trump in the Oval Office. The two men will then meet House Speaker Paul Ryan for lunch before Mr. Kenny returns to the White House for an evening reception, which the traditional bowl of shamrock will be presented. Then he flies to New York on St. Patrick's Day the 17th, and he will join the parade along Fifth Avenue. He's then expected to stay overnight there, taking in events with the Irish community and hearing about deportation fears of the undoubted flying home. He's then expected to resign formally as Fine Gael leader the following week, but his spokesman declined to say when last week. And there's a poll that was carried out yesterday showing Leo Varadkar well ahead of Simon Coveney in the stakes to become the next Taoiseach. But of course, Fianna Fáil could pull the plug any minute, and there would be a general election would have to be called. An all-out strike could now hit rail and other bus services. Thousands more commuters could be affected by the all-out strike at Bus Éireann, in addition to the 110,000 who are to be left stranded by Monday's action. Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of National Bus and Rail Union, has warned that workers in other CIE firms are angry over the treatment of Bus Éireann staff and will not pass the picket at locations it shares with Bus Éireann staff. So there's obviously Bus Éireann is losing a lot of money, and the organisation has to try to restructure, and they're talking about cutting certain routes out and cutting work practices for the staff, and this is causing a lot of uncertainty. And there's still strong union involvement in the buses company in Ireland, and a lot of people are going to be left trying to find other alternative methods of getting to work when this strike comes on next Monday. And I see here former Fine Gael TD Peter Matthews. He was a banking expert. He was a one-term politician. He was elected in 2011, and he fell out with Fine Gael over his stance. He was against abortion, and he lost the whip, and then he fought the last election as an independent TD, but he didn't get in. But he had diagnosed with cancer last year, only 65, and Taoiseach Enda Kenny paid a tribute to him last night. Okay, we'll continue on with another bit of music. Let's see what we've got here.
At Boulevard, as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Chevalier, a rebel hand, a heather blazing, and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormac spurred up the rocks with the warning cry. Armagh, he cried, for I've come to lead you, for Ireland's freedom we'll fight or die. Against the coming soldiers and the cowardly yeomen we put to flight, 'twas at the Harrow the boys of Wexford showed Brookie's regiment how men George of England, search every kingdom where breeds a slave for Father Murphy of County Wexford sleeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. At Vinegar Hill or the Pleasant Slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back, and the oaths at Tullow took Father Murphy and burned his body upon a rack. You may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again.
Great Paddy Riley there singing all about Boule of Ogue. I'll dedicate that to anybody from Wexford that's listening in tonight. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Ash Wednesday night, the 1st of March 2017. Hard to believe the first 2 months of the year already gone. And programme brought to you is as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Got a few more minutes to go, and just to remind you once again that this weekend on Sunday the 5th of March from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. the Auckland Irish Society are having their annual Fair Day, a very popular event. It's at the Rocky Nook Bowling Club Rooms, Folds Park, Mount Albert. Then on Friday the 10th of March you got the Mercy Hospice Ball at the Pullman Hotel. Saturday 11th of March you've got Gaelic football running on Saturday 11th and Sunday the 12th. Then on Sunday the 12th, you've got the big Hugh Green Group St. Patrick's Parade along Ponsonby Road starting at 12 o'clock. And then the Irish Society are looking for children to get involved in the Auckland Irish Society float. And the Irish Society will be open from 11 a.m. to late on St. Patrick's Day, starting with Mass at 11 a.m, followed by a shared lunch and asking people to bring a plate. So great excitement, lots of things to look forward to in the Irish community. And of course, Ireland will be represented in New Zealand by Minister for State at the Department of Patrick O'Donovan, a Limerick man. And he's representing the government both here and in Australia. Looking at the farming section of the Irish Independent yesterday, I see calf prices hit 500 a head as Mars in demand soars. I can't believe what I'm reading here. Calf prices in the Mars have hardened on the back of continuing strong demand from farmers and shippers and the recent reduction in veterinary inspection levies. However, the market for Jersey and Jersey Cross bulls is on the floor. There are reports some calves been given away by farmers and other lots being sold for 5 and 10 euro a head. The cut in export levies from 4 euro 80 to 120 animal has given the export trade a real boost. So Tom McCarthy of Cork Mart described the trade in Bandon and Skibbereen very strong. He said shipping type Frisian bull sold for 75 euro a head to 135 euro. So but I'm looking at the headline here. Must be wrong. Calf prices hit 500 a head at Mars as demand soars. So certainly there's something wrong there. There's not says here. Pointed out that charging the same levy 480 on a pedigree bull worth 5,000 and a calf worth 70 could not be justified. But it's a busy time of the year. A lot of dairy farmers have all their cows calving this time of the year. They try to get them calved between February and mid-March. Mocker under fire on forestry bubble. Claim premiums are in direct competition with interests of young farmers. Hill farmers demand scientific approach on ANC criteria. Qualifications for ANC payments must be based on scientific evaluation. If lands don't meet the criteria, then they should not receive the payment. Processors welcome Saudi beef agreement. The meat processing industry has welcomed the announcement by the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, of enhanced access for Irish beef to the Saudi Arabian market. And so that's good news there. Price boost for Irish producers as European milk supplies dip. So that's good news for dairy farmers as well. And I suppose that'll be welcome news back here. So that's kind of some of the main headlines from the Irish papers. This could be the first step to be an emerald frontera. Glanbia has meticulously planned its campaign to wean farmers off the family silver, but some questions still remained. Nobody should be surprised by the proposal unveiled by Glanbia last week. Even fewer should be surprised when it sails through the vote in the coming months. The latest step is a long goodbye between the PLC and the co-op that was always going to happen. So obviously Glanbia, very successful company, and they wanted to make it a kind of public listed company, and it's run by one of the few Irish female CEOs, Siobhan Talbot. She's the group managing director of Glanbia. So there's lots of good things happening. All right, well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group, and I'll leave you tonight with the Chieftains and Van Morrison. Good night, goodbye, and God bless. Stay on.